Praise the Lord. Well, you know, this is a transition time. You know, it's the last Sunday of the year, and we look back on the past year. We look forward to the new year. And it's a transition from the past to the future. And I want to talk about making transition successfully. And it's not just from the old year to the new year, but we make transitions in our life all the time. I mean, we have make transitions. Go to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, 18. Okay, looks like the people got it on their iPads and the regular Bible, maybe even on their iPhone. One thing about it, when you have it on your iPad or your iPhone, you can get a bunch of translations and at once. And when you just got the hard copy, you have one translation. But I'm reading from the New King James. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, here he was talking to Israel, and he's telling him he's going to do something new in spite of what Israel's past had been. And if you study Israel, sometimes their past wasn't that good. They were up and down. They would get in trouble and call out to God, and then everything's going really good, and they'd slip away, and they'd have to call out to God again, and he'd rescue them. And the Apostle Paul says that what happened to them happened as an example. Now, that's an example for us not to follow. That's what an example is, something to follow or something not to follow. Well, that's something we don't want to follow. You know, he said here, don't remember or consider the past. See, if you're not careful, you can let the past dictate what you think about the future. Just because it happened in the past, it does not happen to happen in the future. See, we need to let go of the past and grab hold of the future. Too many times people, they don't want to let go. But if you're going to move forward, you have to let go of the past. Now, you cannot change anything that happened this past year. But there's two things you can do. You can remember and then let that be a learning lesson for you. You see, remember the things and let it be a learning opportunity or a learning lesson of what to do and what not to do. You see, when we're learning, sometimes we learn what to do, we learn what not to do. What usually gives us that learning experience? By what happened in the past. You know, and I probably won't get this right. I'm not very good at remembering jokes, but one time there was a young executive, and he asked the retiring executive, he says, how did you become so successful? And right decisions. He said, right decisions. And
he said, how'd you get right decisions?
Let me get my wife does this. Help me out. Turn her on.
So the young guy said, well, how did you learn to make right decisions? And he said, experience, son, experience. And so the young man said, well, sir, tell me, how did you get experience? And he said, wrong decisions, son, wrong decisions.
So you see, there it is. I told you, I'm not very good at remembering stuff like that. You know, this transition from the past to the future, our transition from one area in your life to another area in your life, It can be an exciting time, but it also can be and probably will be a very challenging time. Now, you know, I go back and I remember when Dad transitioned from pastoring into the traveling ministry, and it was exciting to some extent because we were moving to a new place, and then you go to the different churches and you see everything that's happening. But on the other hand, it was very challenging also. It was challenging for us as a family because we didn't get to go all the time. He was gone. We were at home. Mom was there with me and my sis. And the finances sometimes wasn't very good. But he just kept at the transition, and it paid off in a big way. I mean, this ministry is what it is today because he made the transition from one ministry to another. And, you know, in the Bible, we see that people go through transitions. You know, let's look briefly here in a minute at one of these transitions. You find it over in Joshua 1. Over in Joshua 1, you'll find a transition. I gauge how long I wait by watching the people on the front row. When the people on the front row have finished, then I go. All right. Joshua 1:1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people of the land which I am giving to you, given to them, the children of Israel. Now, man, it seems like God is a little bit insensitive here. Here, Joshua has served Moses for 40 years, and now the Lord is not even letting him have a chance to look around and sort of see what Moses had done and so forth. He said, no, hey, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you get up and go. God does not have much room for the past. It's the future. It's what is in front of you that counts. And the reason is because the past cannot be changed, but the future can. See, the past with the children of Israel, they didn't go into the land, promised land. But now they look to the future, they go to the promised land. You know, God was trying here to get Joshua out of looking at Moses and looking to Moses and get him to listen. You got to transition from being an assistant. Now you got to transition. You got to be the leader. You know, he was saying to him, Joshua, you can't change the circumstances, but you can change your thinking and your attitude. So Joshua, he changed his thinking and his attitude and became the successful new leader of Israel. A lady by the name of Vivian Larimore said this, I shut the door on yesterday and throw the key away. Tomorrow holds no fear for me since I found today. Joshua made the transition successfully, and he led the people into the promised land. The whole nation was blessed because Joshua made a transition from one position to the next position. You know, we got to remember that others' well-being sometimes depends on us making a successful transition from one thing to another. Often, you have to turn your back on yesterday and boldly face tomorrow. The reason you turn your back on yesterday is because yesterday is over. Everything that happened there is history. So you might as well forget it. Turn your back on it, because when you transition to the future, there is opportunity. There is something there. Now, actually, what we need to realize, transition is a normal part of life. You know, they are not always easy, but they're a part of our life. Now, wouldn't it be great? Think about this. Wouldn't it be great if our lives were like our cars with our automatic transmission? All you do is slide it into D and press the accelerator, and it does all the work. It transitions from one gear to the other. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just slide the gear shift of life down and just step on the pedal, and then life would just automatically transition from one situation to another, and everything would be really nice. Have you ever noticed how bad it is when that automatic transmission quits working? Now, some of us had to learn how to drive with a stick shift, and you had to do some work, because you got a clutch and a brake and a gas pedal, and you got to learn to work that gas pedal along with that clutch, along with changing the gears. Now, sometimes you have three in the tree or four on the floor. And for young people, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Three on the tree means that you got low, second, and high, and reverse on the steering column. And then if you had a four-speed in the floor here, you got one, two, three, four gears and a reverse, you know. How many of y'all think, wouldn't it really be nice if you just put the gear in, your life gear, just pull it down into go, and from there on, everything just automatically shifted from one thing to another. Every transition was smooth. There was no trouble. That'd really be nice, wouldn't it? Guess what? That's not life. You know, there is always something that we have to do in transition. You know, transition is, well, let me put it this way. Transition is involvement. Now, what I mean, it involves letting go of what was and grabbing a hold to what will be. That's, transition involves that. You know, transition is out with the old and in with the new. You can only move forward when you throw the past away. As long as you hold on to the past, you can't move into the future. You have to let it go. In a few days, you will no longer write 2015 on your memos or your letters or your checks or whatever. You'll have to write 2016, because you have to transition. Now, it takes some thinking sometimes. How many of you have ever started writing out something after the new year and you put the old year date on there? Probably most of us. What had happened? We hadn't made the transition yet. We hadn't made the transition in our mind yet. You see, God has a plan for all of our lives. And as that plan unfolds, it will take transition to move from one level or one area to another. Each one of us. Now, I stop and I think. I was in Bible school. Now, I got to go in the military. So I got to transition from being a Bible college student to being in the military. I get out of the military. Now I got to transfer into being an associate pastor. From that, I had to go from being an associate pastor to a crusade director and evangelist. From the evangelist, I had to transition to pastor. All of those were transitions. And it took some time with each one of them to get your everything thinking. In fact, many people that have been around here for the 30 years that this church has been around will remember back when the church first started, I was more evangelistically. I preached more like an evangelist with bam, 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 hard and fast. But over a period of time, I've transitioned into the pastor teacher, which a pastor is. Now, in fact, when we go out on the crusades, the crusade team, when they go out with it, they say, you're completely different. You minister completely different out here than you do at church. And the reason is because that's one ministry. This is another ministry. And I've got to transition between the two. In your life, you have to transition. You know, was that easy? No, it wasn't easy. But I'm going to tell you what. It was beneficial because as I made the transition, God opened up opportunities that I would have never had if I had not transitioned into what God wanted me to do. You know, I have been places and done things that was absolutely beyond my wildest imagination simply because I made transition. I'm talking to you today so that you can get a hold of the fact that you can make transitions. They may not be easy, but it will benefit you and it will put you in a position to receive everything that God has for you. How many of you in here have had to make transitions? Guess what? You're not finished. As long as we breathe God's oxygen, we will face transitions of some sort, you know. Now, the Apostle Paul had a key here of making a successful transition in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. And he did this by maintaining the right attitude in the present, you know, from the past to the future. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. He said, brethren, I do not count myself to apprehended or to obtained. But the one thing I do, forgetting the things which are, where? That's the past, right? And reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to notice, he said he did this didn't... This wasn't moving into the future. He was pressing into it. Putting some effort in. Paul's attitude was, I've not attained everything yet. There's still more. See, his past was gone. So he would pursue the future. See, As I sort of wrap this up this morning, I want to speak to you about six things that if you're going to transition, that you're going to have. Six things that if you're going to make successful transition in any transition that there is, transition from one job to another, transitioning from one thing to another thing, so you might want to write these down. First of all, you've got to have an expectant attitude. What does that mean? That means that you began to see that the future is bright and expecting God to move in your life. An expectant attitude. Continually expect good things to happen. Okay, secondly, you've got to have a positive attitude. What do I mean by that? I mean, you got to think positively. How many of you have been around people that you can tell by the way they're talking that their thinking is negative? They're always talking about why it can't be done rather than why it can happen. Oh, you don't think that can happen, do you? You know, I think they used to be on television back in the 50s. There's something about, there's a television broadcast that, I forget what it was called. Anyway, it was dealing with things that people said can't be done. And so they went out and did it. Somebody did it. You know, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. That's being positive. That's the positive attitude. You know, instead of becoming fearful when you face new opportunities, begin to think positive. Instead of, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder how this is going to be. Start saying, this is going to be great. This is new. Positive. See, this is not, actually it's an opportunity. When you move from one place to another, opportunity to trust God for a new move in your life, a new level, an opportunity. Hey, an opportunity to do something you've never done before. An opportunity to discover what you really can do. My dad only got to see me participate in one athletic event in my entire life, and that was a track meet. And so he was down on the infield with me, and I went, and I'm running the 220-yard dash back then, and that's what it was. And you start over here on the curve and come around and finish down here. Now, I come off that curve, and I'm coming down that straight, and I think I'm giving it everything I got. And he's down there by the finish line, and I'm on the inside. I'm on the inside lane anyway. And he leaned out like this, and he cupped his hand and said, he's catching you. Well, man, I really reached back and put everything I had into it. And I hit the finish line and stepped off of the track and looked around. I'm 10 yards ahead of everybody. You know what my dad said to me? He said, now you know how fast you can really run. Because he was encouraging me to reach back and run harder than I had ever run in my life. And of course, I wanted to do it because he was there. But it's an opportunity. When you're facing transition, have a positive attitude, because it's an opportunity for you to find out what you can really do. Did you know most of us can do more than we are doing? And it all has to do with our attitudes. Now, you got to have an attitude of being forgetful about the past and moving forward to the future. You know, have an enthusiastic attitude. Which one is that? One, two, three. That's the fourth one. Enthusiastic attitude. An enthusiastic attitude. With enthusiasm, you have momentum. But when you lose your momentum, you lose the power to move forward. you see this happen in sporting events all the time. One team is really moving and they're doing. And so they just sort of relax and let up and they lose the momentum. The other team gets the momentum and comes back and beats them. See, you got to have an enthusiastic attitude and, you know, see difficulties as a chance to overcome. Now, you got to have a wise attitude. You got to be wise as you make a transition. And a transition can feel a little abnormal because it's different. It's something that you've never done before. Now, what does having a wise attitude mean? It means that you surround yourself with good, godly counsel. And listen to what some of them have to say. You see, if young ministers will listen, I can tell them some things that they can do to not make some mistakes I made. Because I've been preaching for 52, 53 years. I don't know how long it is. Huh? 56 years, she said. Now, she's the math nut person, not me. Now, and thank God I have a lot of the young ministers. They come and they ask me this and ask me questions. And because I've been there and done it and messed up. But see, with wise counsel, they don't have to make the mistakes I made. Hello. And with wise counsel, you don't have to make the mistakes that some other people make. Now, have a realistic attitude. That's the last one. A realistic attitude. What does that mean? That means don't expect more out of yourself than is realistic. Every one of us has capabilities and you need to expect to reach your highest potential. But don't put unrealistic expectations. Now, I see families do this all the time, and I talk to them about it. They may have 2-3 kids, children maybe I should say, and one of them is just automatic smart. I mean, they don't even have to study. But now they start putting the same expectations on number 2 and number 3, and they're not their brother or their sister. You see, don't put expectations on people that are unrealistic. Don't put expectations on yourself that's unrealistic. You see, when it comes to seeing things and more or less a visionary, I do that. But I'm not going to put the unrealistic expectation on myself of trying to put it all together and design it and put it down where, you know, Lynette, that's her and others. Now, if they put together, if they take what I talk to them, my vision, and they put it down in an order, I can do something with it. That's me. See, you need to learn who you are so you can transition into other areas. And it doesn't mean you can't accomplish it. It means you have to have some wise counsel. You have to know how to move into it. And the new year coming, that means that everything will not automatically fall into place. Just because it's a new year does not mean it will automatically be better than last year. But however, a new year gives us an opportunity to step into new situations, gives us an opportunity to move out of what we had last year into a new year. You know, I might say it this way as we close. Today, as we stand on the threshold of the new year, let us determine to have the right attitude so we can transition into the opportunities that lie ahead in this new year. I believe that God will show up in a greater way in your life in this new year. And I believe if you will follow Him, you'll find out that when you come to the end of next year, you will have transitioned into a new life, a better life, because you were willing to let go of the past and transition into the new. Heavenly Father, I've taken a few minutes to talk to these people today about transitioning from the old to the new. Father, we realize that we face transition in our lives all the time. But it seems that we really only think about this at this time when we're moving from one year to the next. But Father, I pray that you'd help us all to realize that we're in transition all the time. And may we follow you. And may we put you in our transition. And as we do, we'll find that everything will be so great and so fine. I thank you, Father, today, that as each one looks at their own life, that they will begin to realize what they need to do to transition into new opportunities that you bring their way. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you happen to be in this place today and you've never transitioned into being in the family of God by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you know what it is, but you need to rededicate your life to God, or you go to church and you just say, well, I go to church, but I don't know whether I've ever accepted Christ or not. Anybody on any one of those invitations right now, I want to pray with you and I'll pray for you. Would you just raise your hand anywhere in this building? Anywhere in this building. Right now, we'll wait just a moment. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody stand, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anybody get anything out of this today? Just remember, we're all going to transition. All right? Praise God. Hey, connection team, go find those first-time guests and take them to get that special gift that we put together for them right now. Nobody else move unless you absolutely have to. We getting through real early today, but that's all right. We cut down on some of, I've been doing that recently. You probably noticed I've been trying to cut down a little bit on the preliminaries. I haven't cut down the length of my message at all. I continue to do about, I'm about a 30, 35 minutes and that's it. All right. Praise the Lord. Staff, would you find your way to the doors? I'm going to the west today. If you want to know where any of us are at, well, it's on my screen here. There it is. Right there. Wednesday night, tonight, right here, 6 o'clock. Wednesday night, Hour of Power, 7 to 8 right here. Next Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, School of the Bible, and regular morning worship at 10. We'll be back. It'll be the first Sunday of the new year. Come believing, come expecting. Hey, they're going to sing a chorus and then they're going to dismiss you. Let me get out the door out there to shake your hand. God bless. We'll see you. Happy New Year. I'll see you next year.
And I sing because you are good. And I dance because you are good. And I shout because you are good.